This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, my lady is indeed delighted to be invited back into your vibration level, and we would like to once again express our greetings to each of you, and as well as we express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would like to also take a moment to remind you that there exists that opportunity for each of you to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication, a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will find that in that silent communication or telepathic interaction and exchange of information, many times the information that you seek is much more clear and much more pertinent than is the message that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And you will also find that as a result of the energy that you have created, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into a meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, have that capacity or that opportunity to interact in that telepathic communication. But once again, as always, that choice is yours absolutely. Now, you exist in this vibrational level through choice, your choice to exist. Not only to exist within this vibrational level, but to create and to sustain the realities that you experience within this vibrational level in all the levels of consciousness that you are interacting in, and particularly in your so-called awake consciousness state. You choose to be involved in that process and in that creation that you are part of. A creation which indeed is your creation, yours as individuals and as a human consciousness. The collectiveness of that ability to create sustains this reality, this universe that you exist in this vibrational level. And you do it by choice. You exist in this vibrational level for a very simple reason. Almost so simple that it is beyond accepting as a possibility, let alone as the exact reason why you choose to maintain and sustain this vibrational level. And that is because when you are in this vibrational level, you agree to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And as a result of the limitations of that understanding, you have the opportunity to create realities that appear like you're not in control of. And as a result of having that experience and being involved in that creation and in that reality, you have the capacity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible to experience in other vibrational levels where you understand that you are in control. We've used the analogy many times that it's like entering into a theater when you understand that what's being projected upon the screen is a trick of lights and that it's an illusionary reality that's being presented to you. And in that theater, time and space seem to lose their credibility. There can be a passage of many years portrayed upon that screen within the very few moments of your so-called real time and space that you exist in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, you understand in that theatre that it's an illusion. And while the emotions that you experience can be quite dramatic and quite intense, nonetheless, when you leave the theatre, you understand that they were indeed emotions that were based upon an illusionary reality, and therefore do not carry with it the same intensity of the emotions that you experience in your so-called real reality. Because in this real reality, you have limited your capacity to understand that it is also an illusion that is your creation. And as a result of that limitation, the emotions and feelings become much more intense. This is the only vibrational level where that opportunity exists, where that limitation of understanding who and what you truly are is put in place and sustained by each entity that exists and maintains existence in your vibrational level. It doesn't exist in any of the other vibrational levels. It's not that in the other vibrational levels they're not capable of experiencing that type of realities, but rather that they understand the illusionary concept of that creation. And as a result, the emotions and feelings are not nearly as intense as what you experience in your vibrational reality. And that's why you choose to be here. That's why you choose to continue to exist in this vibrational level and in this reality, to have the opportunity to experience those intense emotions and feelings that are available to you through your creation process. That creation process, which is simply a validation of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. And so by holding a various belief, you create the reality that allows you to experience an intense range of emotional feelings that you, at some level of your consciousness, desire to experience. Now, the irony of it is that when you're in this vibrational level, in your conscious state, many seek to understand who and what they truly are, the very limitation that they put in place. This veil, this electromagnetic type of energy, they seek to experience and understand that which they have agreed to make difficult to experience and understand. And as well, some of the intense ranges of emotions and feelings that they attempt to experience are emotions that are within inside each of you. Each of you are attempting to experience, for example, what it is to have unconditional love. And yet this reality that you create and that you are involved in, this illusionary reality that exists in your vibrational level, is created from a position of absolute unconditional love that exists within each of you. It's not something that's not available to each of you. Not only is it something that's not available to each of you, it's what you are. It maps up that spark of consciousness that you are. The reality that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state is a reality that's a validation of your belief systems. And it is a reality that is your creation that comes from that position of absolute unconditional love, where there is no judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, but simply gives to you that which you desire, and does so joyously, to validate your belief systems, to validate that what you desire you can have. Not only can, but do. The irony of it is that it takes absolutely no more effort, if you wish, to create what you refer to as a desirable reality than it takes to create what you refer to as a less than desirable reality. Both are validations of belief systems, coming once again from that position of absolute unconditional love that exists within each of you, without judging as to whether it's right or wrong, whether you should or should not have the opportunity to experience a certain reality or day-to-day experience that you're involved in your awakened consciousness state. The right or wrong concept, whether it's good or bad, comes from your awakened consciousness, that, where you have values, if you wish, that are placed upon certain aspects of your society, judging as to whether or not something is right or wrong, good or bad, whether you should or should not be involved in a certain interaction or involved in a certain reality creation process. Once again, that spark of consciousness that you are does not judge. It gives to you that which you desire from a position of absolute and unconditional love. And yet in your awake consciousness state, where you hide from that understanding through the choices that you have made to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy, that veil, if you wish to refer to it, limit your capacity to grasp that understanding of unconditional love, of what it is. And yet, in order to be involved in what we refer to as this new age and new energy, one of the key elements to conscious creation is to love who you are, consciously. To experience that unconditional love for yourself and consequently have the capacity to experience it for others in the conscious state, to know what it is, to understand what it is to love who you are. There are various elements that are incorporated into the process of loving yourself consciously and of loving others as well, consciously. Love is a state of being and a state of doing. As a result of doing certain things, you create the capacity to experience those emotions and feelings that we spoke about, that allows you to enter into a state of experiencing the feelings that are associated with loving who you are and loving others as well. You do things to allow yourself to experience feelings and emotions that are what you refer to as the beneficial or desirable feelings and emotions. And it's important to have a grasp and an understanding on what it is that you're doing and what it is that you desire to experience. We've spoken about things that you do that allow you to express love for yourself and love for another and what's involved in that process. For example, if you give to another, to allow that other person to experience what you refer to as the positive feelings, the feelings of feeling secure, of feeling joy, of experiencing happiness, of experiencing trust, of experiencing respect. You give to another unconditionally to allow one to experience those particular so-called positive emotions that you desire. In the process of giving, it's important to understand what it is to give unconditionally. To give unconditionally means just that. Now, you can be involved in a relationship where you have someone that you love and you can give to that person certain various elements and you can put conditions on it. And you put those conditions on in order to have some type of limitation, in order to have some type of a contract or an agreement. There's nothing wrong with that. It's how your society functions, and it makes your society function quite well in many circumstances and areas. It gives you limitations. You know what to expect. You know what you can expect to give and to receive. But when you're speaking about giving unconditionally as an expression of love, then there are no conditions. When you put a condition on, you form a contract. And once again, it's not that contracts are bad, but understand that that contract, while it can be with someone that you may be in love with, or that you may be expressing love to, that contract takes that from being an unconditional gift to being a gift with certain conditions, a contract. Again, nothing wrong with it, but to give unconditionally means there are no conditions. You give to someone so that that person can allow themselves to experience the feelings of receiving an unconditional gift, the feelings of security, the feelings of joy. It's important to understand as well that when you attempt to gain the respect of someone, what it requires to gain someone's respect, and indeed what's required to gain self-respect. You see, in your society, particularly in your so-called Western society, there is this tendency, if you wish, to put respect upon individuals who have accomplished certain goals that your society portrays or visualizes as being somehow superior to other goals or achievements. So you respect someone because of what they have done. That's not respecting someone. Not in the sense that you would have for self-respect. To respect someone is to honor their feelings. To have self-respect, you honor your own feelings. Without that aspect, then you are struggling continuously for that self-respect. You achieve, and yet there's always something missing. It's always lacking. You don't quite get there. There's always more, the desire for more and more and more. More achievement to gain self-respect without respecting your feelings, without honoring the emotions and feelings that you truly desire to experience. Honor your feelings to have self-respect. Honor the feelings of another to gain their respect. If you would consider that for a moment, you would discover that those that you truly honor the most and that you truly feel a connection to are those who have a tendency to honor how you feel, to be concerned about how you feel. And so it is, if you desire self-respect, then honor your feelings, like who you are. And so you respect another by honoring their feelings, and once again, allow them to experience those feelings, those emotions of joy and of happiness, of intimacy, of understanding and knowing, of trusting, a very, very interesting term that each of you apply to certain situations. Many times, without understanding the true concepts of what trust involves. You see, in order to be involved in a trusting situation, you must first of all be involved in an interaction where you have more to lose than you have to gain. If you have more to gain than you have to lose, then it's not a trusting situation. Then you may be gambling, for example. You may spend a dollar on a lottery ticket and expect to gain this huge fortune. And you trust yourself that you've purchased the right ticket. You've spent a dollar to gain $1 million, and that's not a situation where you have more to lose than you have to gain. You're gambling. You're taking a chance. Nothing wrong with that. But don't feel that you have failed in trusting yourself because you didn't win the lottery. That's not how it works. That's not a trusting situation. In a trusting situation, you have more to lose than you have to gain. The second thing in a trusting situation is that you must solicit the trust from the other individual that you're involved in that situation with before you enter into the situation. You see, many people become involved in interactions with others. And then when certain situations develop and they look back and say, well, I trusted you not to do that, or I trusted you not to say that, or I trusted you to keep that confidential. And the other individual says, well, you never told me that. Well, if you don't solicit the trust before you enter into the situation, before you disclose a certain information, for example, if you don't first of all solicit the trust, then you are not in a trusting situation. You simply put it out there, and it's free to be utilized in whichever way the other individual chooses. You must solicit the trust to be involved in a trusting situation. And the third element that must be present is that you must believe that the person that you are involved in this particular interaction with can be trusted. Is you don't believe that you can enter into a situation where the individual can be trusted, then indeed you're entering into a self-destructive type of situation. And so those three elements are involved in trust. You have more to lose than you have to gain. You solicit the trust and you believe that they can be trusted. And if it's not there, then it's not a trusting situation. You're either gambling or you're putting things out there and setting yourself up, if you wish, for some type of a fall and a self-destruction. And then you look back and you say, well, I trusted and it didn't work. It's not that way. It's not that way. And so allowing another individual to trust you is an expression of love that allows that other individual to experience joy and security and belonging and knowing. And so those are the elements that you put in play. Understand what it is that you desire. Be specific in putting in place the elements. When you do an expression of love, understand that you're doing it to allow the other individual, or indeed if it's an expression of self-love, to allow yourself to experience those feelings of belonging, those feelings of self-worth, those feelings of joy, those feelings of security in knowing who you are. The feelings of trust, of self-trust. Those feelings of self-respect. You do those things. You express love through giving those particular elements, doing the certain things to allow others, or indeed yourself, to experience the feelings, the positive feelings. Self-love is a necessary part of loving others. You see, if you don't love yourself, it's very difficult to understand what it's like to allow someone else to experience love. If you are completely destructive in your so-called self-love attempts, then you will express that same type of activity towards others, and the destruction will be similar to what you experience in your attempts at self-love. You must like who you are, is the first step. And when you like who you are, you begin to do the things that allow you to love who you are, to love yourself unconditionally, to like the parts that are really, really what you like to show to other individuals, and as well to like those parts that you're not so anxious to show to other individuals. If you don't like who you are, then change it. It's really that simple. Change is not a difficult thing. The most difficult part of change is to desire to change, to begin the process. That's the difficult part. to make the effort and to understand as well that failure is only an awake consciousness that concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. Once again, that level from which you create your reality does not judge whether it's right or wrong, whether you have succeeded or failed. It gives to you that which you desire. But if you dwell on failure, if you dwell on that concept, oh, I can't do that, then that stock of consciousness that you are gives you that. Absolutely. You can have it. It's not right or wrong. You can have, not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. Whatever you hold out there as being that function that you wish to bring into your reality. Even though that function may be something that you, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, would deny as being a reality that you choose to have, yet at some level of your consciousness you're holding belief systems that make it real. You're holding belief systems perhaps that you're not worthy, perhaps that you are a failure, or perhaps that you can't do that, or I can never succeed at that. That's beyond me. Or so-and-so can do that, but I could never do that. But the spark of consciousness that you are gives you that. It validates that belief system. And once again, the irony of it is that it is no harder to create any other type of reality than it is to create the one that you're experiencing. The individuals that you look at and say, I wish I could do that, I wish I could have that reality, create that reality in exactly the same manner as all of the other entities existing within your vibrational level create their reality. It's a validation of beliefs that you hold. And you can change those beliefs absolutely, or reinforce them if you're completely happy with the reality or aspects of the reality that you're existing in and you're creating and experiencing and enjoying. Then validate that. Make it a type of reality that you wish to perpetuate. You simply hold the belief system. It's really that simple. You exist in this vibrational level to have the opportunity to experience emotions and feelings at an intensity that it's not possible to experience in other vibrational levels. And once again, ironically, the self-love and the love, unconditional love, that you choose to experience becomes more difficult in this reality than it is in the other vibrational levels, because once again you choose to believe that you're not in control. And yet that emotion of unconditional love, that feeling, is absolutely available to each of you. And it begins with inside. It begins by loving who you are. It begins by having self-respect for who you are. It begins by caring about how you feel about who you are, and doing the things that allow you to experience those emotions of joy and of security and of trust and of intimacy and of knowing who you are. So many entities have difficulty with that, knowing who they are. And yet, as we have suggested many times, the answers are within inside. If you want to know who you are, go within inside. It's possible for you to go within inside, and through that interaction of altering your consciousness, to come in contact with that spot of consciousness that you are, and to bring back into your so-called awakened consciousness state a retained memory of that interaction, of that unconditional love, so that you begin to understand that no matter what you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you are all that is. You begin to grasp the concept that you cannot fail. You begin to understand that you are the God that you search for, that that so-called God exists within the earth of you. It's who and what you truly are. you begin to understand as well that in this illusionary reality you exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. All of that understanding exists within each of you. Each of it's available to each of you. Each concept of grasping that you are in control, that you are indeed the creator of your reality, that you are the God that you search for and that you cannot fail, exists within each of you. You can have that experience, you can go within thought. You can glimpse the condition of unconditional love. And when you have that understanding and you retain that memory and bring it back into your conscious state, it becomes much easier to have that self-respect. It becomes much easier to love yourself consciously. And it becomes much easier to love others as well. To love unconditionally. To do the things that's necessary to allow another or yourself to experience those emotions and feelings that you desire. To know someone. To know someone and to accept them as they are. To know someone and to accept them as having their so-called positive and negative aspects of their personality and accept it all without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. To know someone intimately. To allow them to experience your so-called weaknesses, the parts that you would wish others didn't know about. To be completely intimate, to allow yourself the experience of security, of knowing, of intimacy, of joy, the experiences of love. Each of you has that capacity for self-love and to love others. And once again, going within thought, through a meditative state or whatever terminology you like to refer to alter your consciousness while in that altered state of consciousness maintain your awareness and to go deeper and deeper while maintaining a conscious awareness of what's occurring in that state of consciousness, in that meditative state, and to come back into your so-called conscious state and retain the memory of the experience and the interaction allows you to understand and to get a glimpse of the understanding of unconditional love and of who and what you truly are. That you are indeed the creator of your reality, that you are the God that you search for and that you cannot fail. All the rest of this reality is illusionary. All the rest is up for change. You can do whatever it is you desire, not only can but do. There are but those three elements that are beyond your capacity to change, not only in this vibrational level, but in any of the vibrational levels that you should choose to exist in. It's an illusion. A significant illusion, but nonetheless an illusion, and one which you experience through many interactions and reality creation processes, not only in this lifetime, but in other lifetimes. Where you interact with various entities that you experience in this reality, in other realities as well, in other incarnational periods where you're involved in similar or different relationships with those entities and individuals. You experience it all. Each of you. Each of you exists in this reality because you choose to exist in this reality. Time and space are illusions. You're involved in a multitude of creation processes simultaneously, if you wish. And this is but a small portion of who and what you truly are that you experience in your awakened consciousness that you are all that is. No more and no less than any other entity in any vibrational level. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. now.
Mm-hmm. We would rack for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And now we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.